10 minutes away.
So, like, this next guest that we have,
Huge.
this is perhaps
Huge.
the hugest, the largest, successful,
Immense, vast,
large, bulky, weighty,
prodigious,
stupendous,
colossal,
mammoth,
towering, huge,
large.
gigantic, thunderous.
This next guest might be one of the absolute biggest guests we've ever had.
He is for sure the biggest guest we've ever
I
had.
don't even know if we could fit a bigger guest onto our show
Oh,
if we tried.
okay, on our show. Definitely not.
Monstrous guest, though. Huge guest for the roster.
Absolutely
Big one.
plump, rotund, portly,
Well, now he sounds fat.
fleshy.
What? How is.
Hey, well upholstered. How is that a synonym for somewhat fat or heavy build?
You have a well-upholstered dick, my
You
friend.
have a well upholstered dick.
That actually does really for this specific dick. It is pretty legit of a compliment. It's
Our
pretty
guest,
well-upholstered, upholstered.
he's hulking. Our next guest is so big, he's astronomical.
Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Dredd.
Nikki talked you up really good, you know?
Oh, she's
She's
great.
so nice. She's a
She was like,
snooze.
you
She
gotta
talked
do
about
it.
you, actually, when she was on our show. We asked her what the biggest dick she'd ever seen in person was, and she said your name without even any hesitation.
I'm sure
Oh,
you
really?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I mean, yes, I'm kind of used to it. But I mean, you know, there's a couple of big guys out there now in this current state of porn. You know what I mean? I'm still the biggest one, but
What
there
can
are
I
some
ask?
big
What's
guys.
the measurement from base to tip?
Is it
Susie, I'm gonna
different,
be.
hard, soft? Oh, so many
Say it
questions.
again.
Is it different, hard versus soft?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. No, when I'm not hard. I'm basically just, you know, just a small, regular sized penis. But
So it grows.
no, he's like, I have a small, regular 8-inch sized penis when soft, you know,
well,
just
I mean, you know, maybe when it's soft, when you like stretch it all the way out. I used to do that when I was a kid, by the way, to
stretch it out like a rubber band.
with the hopes of it getting bigger by stretching it. You know what I
That's
mean?
what happened.
You're
That's
Maybe it
not lying.
worked.
Tell us to do that.
It probably worked, you know what I mean?
I
Hey.
think it did. There, I think that,
Yeah.
and don't quote me on this, I can't remember where I read this, but there was a man who literally did that so much in his adolescence that it made his penis grow too big where it was uncomfortable. He literally has to like tape it up and shit. It's crazy. But I'm glad you stopped.
Wow.
This is perfect.
Oh, thanks a lot.
So wait,
You don't mind that curve?
measurement. No, I was.
Measurement, right. Okay, I'm gonna be brutally honest with you about the measurement, right? I usually just go with 10 inches to play it safe. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I've shot porn for people who go, here's Dredd with this 14-inch dick, you know, and I'm like, it ain't that big, but if you want to say that, you know what I mean, by all means. But
And dick length at all. They're like, oh, it's big, 14 for sure.
right, you know, so I just let people go with that, you know, let them push that narrative. But when I measured it many years ago, because I haven't, people are like, measure it now. I'm like, no, for what? But it's right around 10 inches.
I was gonna say, I saw an article about you doing a little bit of research before this, and it said that there was a photo of it next to an iPad mini, and that your
That's
dick
true.
was the size of the whole screen. So,
That is true.
I mean, if you
Yeah.
know the size of an iPad mini, it's roughly larger
Yeah,
than that.
right. Yeah, it was around, I remember the iPad I had, I think it was right around 10, and my dick, it was like side by side, right? It was like a side by side,
Yeah.
you know. I like had it laid up on an ironing board, I think. But it was about the same size. So I usually just say 10 inches, you know. And sometimes people go, only 10? That can't be true. It's gotta be more than that. But I'm like, if you want to go with it, go with that, then you know. But around 10.
Size you want. That's what I do with my age. I'm like, whatever age you think I am, that's what I am.
Hey, okay. Both of you look great. Both of you look scrumptious right now. Let me just tell you. Okay. More
about you growing up, because honestly, you're much older than I expected, and not in a negative way, because I'm into that. But
right.
I feel like you must be one of the longest working people in the adult film industry.
Okay, I'll give you the breakdown on that. It's a deceiving number, right? Now, you got to follow me on this one. So I started in 2009, okay? That's when I started. That's when it all originated. That was the genesis. And I only did like maybe 15 or 20 scenes, right? Then I left. I was gone. Gone 2010, 11, 12, 13, 14, 2015, a girl I was talking to in Miami convinced me to give porn another shot, right? Because I was done with it. I was done with it, but I was struggling financially at the time. And she was like, why don't you just get back into porn? You know, because you'll do good, you know, this and that. And we went back and forth for months. And I was like, no, I don't want to do it. So I finally gave in and I did it. So that's when it really... You know, we go from 2015 to now, and then throw in what I did in 2009. So collectively, it's about like 7-8 years, maybe, right? But some people think I just shot straight through. So they go, oh, man, you probably got like thousands of scenes in your, you know, in, under your belt. And maybe close, but not as many as people think.
So what made you get out of it the first time?
Good question. Honestly, okay, when I got into it, it was more from the fulfilling a fantasy angle, right? Because I was a big fan of porn
trying before to all this the girls that you were jerking off to. You're like, I gotta hit all of them.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I know, but now
also specifically anal, I know that you're super into. I just mentioned that I
right.
know that, 'cause we're gonna talk about it.
Okay. No. You're doing your research. I love that. And you are 100% right. I am a big anal guy. And I'll tell you about how that all came about, too.
Yes.
But, okay, where was I? I was, what was the question?
We're talking about you first getting into porn, how it was like a fantasy for you.
Right. Gotcha. Okay. When you get my age, you kind of forget things sometimes. So it was like more of a fantasy. And like most guys think, oh man, I could do that. You know, that's easy, man. You put me in that room with that hot girl, I'm going to put it on her, right? I used to think that too, right? But then the reality set in that it's hard. It was hard, man, you know? And I just wasn't, I thought I was ready for it, but I wasn't, you know? I remember I was flown out to LA. I was living in South Florida at the time, flown out to LA. And I thought I was just going to do like a little test run, you know, like with a, you know, me, a girl, and somebody shooting it, right? But what I actually walked into was like a full-fledged set. There were like 20 people there. There were like 7 cars outside. And I remember when we pulled up, I looked at the guy who picked me up. I said, wait a minute, we're going in that house? And he goes, yeah, that's where we're shooting. And I was like, oh my God. So, you know, the nerves were working, the lights, the people. So it was a struggle, you know, and I struggled through those scenes. Now they pressed that. And that was like my first earliest stuff. Things like, oh God, one was called, I think they used to call me Darkzilla back then. Darkzilla. Right. Right. And that didn't work, but, and I made that run, but it was a struggle. Everything was a struggle. It wasn't fun. I didn't enjoy it. I mean, I enjoyed the sex part of it when I could dial in, you know what I mean? So I finally got to a point where I said, you know what? Fuck this. This isn't for me. I'm out, you know? And that was that. But I got into swinging, into the lifestyle. I don't know if you girls are familiar with that whole thing, but I got into that. And then I kind of got my confidence, you know, because a lot of the husbands and boyfriends that are into that, they always want to capture it and record it and move around. And so like, now I'm kind of getting
though.
Huh?
You're like, damn, good though.
Oh, yeah. Then I kind of started to catch my stride. And I was like, okay, I was like, you know, performing at parties. Sometimes I'd go to clubs and it was like, whoa, check this guy out, man. He's fucking laying it down, you know? And I'm like, I don't even care who else is here. I'm just going to get into this right here. And then like the rest is history. So then when I got back into it in 2015, I was like, let's go. I'm ready. You know, there were no nerves. There was no nothing.
Watch me.
Just excitement. Right. Right.
So obviously you made a name for yourself as having the biggest dick in porn, which, you know, there are other people with similarly large dicks, but it's like when people think about a big dick black man, they really do think of you. So how do you feel like you made a name for yourself that way? Because I mean, obviously, I always thought that you just kind of always had done it your whole life. Not necessarily your whole life, but, you know, so I'm surprised to find that it was such a sporadic thing.
Well, you know what? I honestly thought you girls are going to laugh at this. But growing up, I was like, you know, the thought about sex was on my mind at a very young age because I was exposed to porn when I was like 7, right? But I was more like a nerdy kid. I was into science fiction. I was into, you know, wrestling and making models. And sex was just, it was there, but it wasn't at the forefront, if you know what I'm saying. And so throughout that period, I just thought every guy was packing what I had. You know, I didn't know. Right. I didn't know that I had this massive dick, you know, I didn't. And that reality didn't set in on me until I was like, wow, later on in life, you know, when I first shot, I mean, I don't know if you guys know the story about how I got into it, but it was basically through like a contest and they were looking for a well-endowed guy with a great personality, tall, you know. And so I'm working my regular job, again, struggling financially, and I'm listening to this and I go, this is my shot. You know what I mean? You know, I think it's pretty big, you know, because I'd done, you know, the swinging thing, and a lot of those wives and girlfriends would always go, oh my God, your dick is huge. You know what I mean? It would always say that. So it got in my head that, okay, I am bigger. You know what I mean? So when I took a few pictures, you know, for that contest, and they called me back the next day and they said, look, you're the guy. You are the guy. You know, we've been looking at dicks all day and you're the one. So that's when the confirmation was the
batch.
There.
Yeah.
Right. That was it. That's when in my head. For you. Exactly. So that was how that went.
So you do this contest, you get into porn. What was like your biggest achievement though that you've made thus far in porn? Like, was there like a certain person you wanted to sleep with or like?
Ooh, you guys are coming with some good questions. Well, let's see. I'm going to take you guys back. You know, when I first got in, the little bit that I shot, they really weren't like name girls because it was still like a trial kind of thing for me, you know? And that was cool. All those girls were great. None of which are performing right now, but you know, they were great. Now, when I got back in 2015, it was for the same guys in Miami, but now that they saw, okay, he's got his mojo, you know what I mean? Now he's got a handle on this thing. So I would say at that time, the late, what was her name? Oh God, she died. She died. Come on, girls, help me out.
I don't know, to be honest.
It sucks. It sucks so bad that I don't know any dead porn stars.
I should know. Why don't I know any?
I want to say, oh, August Ames was her name. Mm. August Ames.
Oh, I didn't know she was dead. Oh my God, that's sad. That was one of Justin's.
Yeah, really pretty. And at that time, she was huge. So I was like, okay, I can roll with this. But see, and I'm still like this to this day. If I'm shooting with a girl that's got a big name and like a big following, that gets me even more like, okay, we're going to do this. We're going to, this is going to be a lot of fun. So at that time, it was like August Ames. We shot Abigail Mack. We shot Adra Fox. We shot Tiffany Watson. That was back in, you know, in those around 2015, 2016. So those were like big achievements for me. But I'll tell you though, what my biggest, I feel like my biggest achievement is my name. Not just the name Dredd, but what follows the name. He's a good guy. He's a great performer. He's a great personality. You know what I mean? That goes a long way. Cause you know, there's a lot of shifty guys.
I will say we've had a few of our guests like mention you, and all of them have all said good things about you being a really cool person or really down to earth. So
See, that's what I mean. That to me is way more than any award or anything. You know what I mean? That right there is for me. It may sound a little corny, but it's true. Yeah,
I love that, especially in the context of an industry that doesn't always treat women particularly well. I think that your efforts are probably really appreciated by the women in the industry.
Right. Well, you know what? And I appreciate you saying that. I approach it in a professional way, you know, because before I got into this, I worked in a professional arena. I worked at a pharmaceutical company. You know, I did, you know, inside sales, customer service, all kinds of different things in a professional way. So I knew no other way to deal with things other than that, you know? So some girls would go, oh, he's really, really nice. But that was how I operated. You know what I mean? Right. So listen, I'm thankful it's gotten me to where it has. I'm really appreciative of that. So that's what I would say is the biggest achievement.
So like when are going about your normal life, aside from your work, you have like a lot of people that are like that similarly like, oh, you're awesome. You just radiate that energy all the time. I feel like you already are when I'm just first meeting you.
Right. Yes, because what you girls are seeing right now, this is me, you know. This is me when I turn this off, and if I make a phone call and call up a friend, this personality, the way I am, is it just transitions over. You know what I mean? I don't change for anything. I never really liked people that did that. You know what I mean? That like, well, oh, my bad. Let me turn that off. You know, that would do things like that. So I just try to be me, and this is really me.
So how does having a huge dick impact just being you on the regular? Like, dating-wise, is that something that, like, has ever been a problem?
Girls love it.
They love it? Girls love it. Good.
Love it. I feel blessed, you know, because I have had situations shooting where it didn't work. You know what I mean? Didn't work. It didn't work. And no matter what hole, you know, anal, vag, nothing. Didn't fit. But in my personal life, no. But you know, I was a different guy. See, I'm older now, so I'm not really out there like I used to be. You know what I mean? If we would have been doing this, say, 10 years ago, when I was lifestyle Dredd down in Miami, oh my God, forget about it.
Are you still in Miami? I know for a long time you just worked out of Miami and you really enjoyed it.
No, I finally moved out to LA about 4 years ago.
A convert. Yeah. How's it been?
Listen, I love it. You know what I mean? I'm loving it because it's just different for me being an East Coast guy. You know, where are you girls at?
Pennsylvania.
We're way far away.
Okay. Yeah, we know what you're talking about.
You know what I mean? I'm an East Coast, New York, then down to Florida. And so LA for me was just so different, you know? I mean, and not just the scenery, but the people. Some people say, oh, the LA people, they're fake, you know? They tell you what you want to hear. You know what I'm saying? Whereas on the East Coast, they tell you the real deal. They tell you what's up. You know what I mean? And there's a lot of truth to that whole thing, but I don't care because it's different for me. And I've just been enjoying it. I like the weather out here. You know what I mean? So
I know we had Kendra Lust on, and she talked about, because she doesn't live in LA, right? Or she spends a lot of time there for filming. But she said that people in LA are a lot nicer than she expected them to be, and that it, there is a lot of, you know, a lot of ideas about how LA is and how toxic it is. And obviously it can be, but right. She said she also had a really good experience.
Yeah, no, I haven't had any issues. You know, it's when I first started coming out here, I think like 98 or something like that, 97. And I really liked it, right? But it was so damn expensive. You know what I mean? And I wasn't rolling like I'm rolling now. You know, back then I was struggling, you know? So I was like, I always liked the idea of living out here, but I was like, I could never pull this off because it's just too expensive. And so, look, you know, the way things
now
work out.
Now you've really,
you know,
made it. That's like another level of like making it. You can finally live in your dream place.
I want to ask a question. Do you ever feel like a piece of meat, just like a sex object, to the point that it makes you uncomfortable? Or is that something that just like gives you pride?
You know, maybe back in my lifestyle days, maybe. But now, especially that my mind is geared on shooting content as opposed to being on set, you know, Jules Jordan and all that stuff. So now when I shoot content, I'm interacting, you know. Girls are getting to know me. I'm getting to know them. And I love it that way as opposed to just, you know, I'm going to show up and, you know, fuck the big dick dread and we're going to shoot this scene and then, all right, see you next time. You know what I mean? Right. That definitely has the whole, what, how'd you put it? Meat on a stick
kind of thing. Like a piece of meat.
Oh.
Meat on a
right.
stick? Meat on a stick is
a piece of meat. Right. But no, I don't have that feeling so much anymore, you know?
Well, that's good that you don't. You seem like you're really like secure
and happy. You seem really happy. And I
You know what? It's look, ever since I was a kid, like I said, porn was something that, you know, like some kids would say, hey, what do you want to be when you grow up? I want to be a police officer. I want to be a doctor. I want to be a wrestler. I always said, I want to be in porn. You know what I mean? Oh. Always. Yeah, since I was a kid. So to say I'm like living the dream is really an understatement, you know? So that's why I'm kind of like such a jovial guy. I'm always kind of upbeat. I mean, it's rare when you'll catch me down, you know, or having an attitude. That's just not me. So I'm pretty much upbeat for the most part. You know, especially with shooting this content, I get to schedule, you know, who I shoot with, when we shoot, what we're gonna shoot. A lot of anal, by the way, like she said.
So is it mostly just for OnlyFans then that you're doing like content for them?
Well, you have your own website though,
or just
too.
Your website?
It's all about OnlyFans for me.
Okay.
That's it. That is the thing. That's what changed my life. I'm thankful for it. I remember when it looked like it was going down the tubes. I refused to believe it. Do you remember that? You remember when it
dropped? Yeah.
Right? I was like, you know what I was like? You remember in the movie The Titanic when the ship was like tilted and it was going in the, it was in, you know,
you
going
ran
in
up
the water.
To the top.
No. But the band that was playing still, you know, they're like,
oh,
okay,
yeah.
We're going to keep playing these violins. I'm like those guys when right. that OnlyFans thing happened.
Keep working,
I was refusing.
Keep working.
Right. You know what I mean? Exactly. So I was so thankful because everybody who was doing good with OnlyFans, they all went into like panic mode. So I was just so happy that they kept it because I was on the verge of having a website. I was. It was this close.
And yeah. I'm sure you would do well, but gosh, the administrative part of having your own website, God, it must be a nightmare.
Right. See, well, that's the thing. The convenience of OnlyFans, you know, like I interact with my fans on there. I do like these video updates once a week. They love it. Where I'll sit there and I'll read their questions. Jim 39 says, "Hey, Dredd, what was it like eating out so-and-so's pussy?" "Oh, it was great. I loved it. You'd love it too." And they love that shit. They love the interaction. Yeah. So, you know, a website, you can't really interact like that. You know what I mean? So, you know, I'm just enjoying everything about it, and I hope it never goes away.
It's basically like its whole own thing. There's nothing like OnlyFans, honestly.
It's interesting when they try to market it as something other than, like, you know, selling sex, because that's the thing that it's the most known for. And let's be honest, it's where it's making the majority of its income, or it wouldn't have reversed the decision they made. So I feel like lean into that.
Hardcore, yeah.
People are more accepting of being sexual as a human being, and also just being a human being at the same time. We've really come a long way, and maybe that personal interaction is part of it. The fact that you actually get to know people.
I think so. You know, and here's the thing: a lot of people, they don't run it. You know, they're people who run them. You know, I'll leave it at that. I don't want to get too much into that. But by interacting the way that I do, they know, you know, hey, this is really Dredd. He's here. You know, he's running this. And so that goes a long way with fans. You know, they really appreciate that shit. So, you know, again, it all is working out well for me. But I'm still shooting the mainstream stuff, but barely.
All right, we want to break for a segment. We have a couple of them for you tonight. But
yeah.
I think we should start with KFM, because we've already talked. It's Kill, Fuck, Marry. We say it in a different order than most people do, but we've already talked about some of the people who are going to be included in this for the evening. So
okay. So we're going to give you three options. You have to kill one, fuck one, marry one.
All right.
Gotcha.
Your choices are Nikki Benz. Ken, you better marry her. Kendra Lust and Jessica Drake. Do you know who all three of them are? Well,
I know who all three of them are.
Okay.
I know who all three of them are. Right. So Jessica's the kill.
She's got to go. He doesn't know her.
I would have expected you to fuck her. Don't you want to know?
Well, I mean, wait a minute. Okay, let me rethink. But see,
it's hard to kill someone you already know, though.
It is.
Right.
And he already knows how sweet the vagina is.
And Kendra Lust is so sweet. And Nikki got him on the show. And he really is in a tough spot.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, bye. Okay. No, I gotta go with the kill, Jessica.
Sorry, Jessica.
I'm sorry, Jessica. Yeah, see you on the other side. Nikki, I marry, and Kendra, I fuck.
It's hard because they both have such incredible asses and such incredible tits.
Oh my God! Yeah, tell me about it.
There's a photo of you and Kendra that we just saw like earlier this week, and there's some passion you're throwing at her. Like,
and you don't give that to all the girls. I can see it.
That's true.
It looks like you are really into that.
Well, I'll tell you girls a little bit of the story as to why that probably, you know, you can see that was that there was a really large calling for us to shoot, right? And people kept tagging us. And I'm like, well, I see it, so I know she sees it. And she would never like give it. Usually a girl will say something, yeah, I'm in for that, or okay, look, I'm waiting too, you know? And in my mind, that's the green light, you know? I'm like, okay. But Kendra never, she had a poker face and I couldn't read her, you know? So I said, I think it was AVN. It was either AVN or an Exotica where I said, I'm going to step to her personally. You know what I mean? And find out what's up. So she was signing and she had a line and I just walked in front of the line. People looked at me, hey, just Dredd right there. I go, excuse me one second. I got right in front of her and I said, listen, are we going to do this or what? And she goes, listen, She goes, look, I want to do it. But she's like, Jules, this is her exact word. She goes, Jules knows what I want out of this and da 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 da. So she was like, it's more on him to make it happen. So I went back to Jules and he said, look, okay, that's the deal. And then he made it happen. So when that shoot day finally came, I was beyond ready. Yeah. And I think, you know what I mean? It carried over, you know?
There was so much effort and anticipation put in.
You were like, yeah, yes, I'm going to get this one.
Yes. But also, too, Jules is notorious for, like, these, like, really extended teases. So I'm just sitting there in the background watching her strut around. And, you know, yeah, she had a thing where she poured champagne into a glass. And she's sipping the champagne. And my dick's rock hard. And I'm looking at her like, God damn it. Okay, you know,
I've been ready. That,
oh, I've been waiting on that. So,
I love that you went out like that, though. That's really badass. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's a few. People ask me, like, who's the one, like, who I think is like the kind of like the big match, you know? And yeah, I could say without a doubt, I've had quite a few, but Abigail Mack, she makes me go to that next level every time. Abigail,
I don't know who that is, but I'm about to look it up for sure. So I know.
Look her up. And put it this way. Remember me saying this. Whether you look up what I shot with her mainstream, or you just go to my Twitter page, I just retweeted the trailer that we did for OnlyFans. So good, so good.
So she takes you to a whole new level. Now, look, is that just performance wise, she gets you stoked, or is she making you come hard, like harder than everyone else?
Performance wise, because okay, she's got this thing of like, you know, is that all you got? Give it to me more. You know what I mean? And when I hear shit like that, I'm like, well, now wait a minute, because not all girls say, is that all you got? You know? And she's just like, I could throw like anything at her. And she gravitates to it. You know what I mean? She just kind of, if I go slow it down, she's like, oh, I know what you're trying to do. Then you're going to come back. And so she knows, it's almost like a chess match every time I hook up with her, you know?
I love that.
So
when you look at my Twitter, say that about me someday.
Listen, when you girls get a chance, when we get done with this, do me a favor and just go to my Twitter page. And it's right at the top, and you'll see Abigail Mack and me. It speaks for itself.
100%.
I promise.
We promise. All right.
We won't be missing that one.
I promise you, you will, you'll see exactly what I'm saying when you look at that. Okay. Trust me.
We have a very important question to ask you. This is something that we've discussed.
Ask me anything.
Have you ever given a woman an episiotomy while fucking her?
On accident.
On accident.
Like any ripping or tearing?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yes. But like, but yes. But not really, not bad. Like even the girl, like I would be more concerned about it than they were. They'd go, yeah, oh, okay, no, I got this, you know, and they would, you know, do something and it wouldn't, you know, no more blood, but the bleeding, you know? And when I would see it, I'd be like, oh my God, damn, shit. You all right? Yeah, no, I'm all right. So that's happened so many times, I can't put a number on it.
Oh, wow.
Maybe really at least 10 times. Sure. Yeah, but it was never like, oh my God, I can't believe this happened. I can't go on anymore. That never happened.
See, we have to stop.
Right.
We should talk more about anal, though.
I have a question first. I actually want to ask,
yes,
because you have been through this experience, you have this massive dick, is there anything that you can give people advice on in a way to maybe avoid the episiotomy or just make the transition a little simpler?
That's a great question. Look, for me, my motto's always been, I'll even say to girls, look, I'm following your lead. You know what I mean? And patience goes a long way when you got a really big dick. But some guys, they get so excited. I mean, I don't blame them, but I can't tell you girls, specifically with anal, how many times a girl has said to me, you know, because I always throw the anal question out there. And, you know, sometimes girls will say, I'm not really into it. It's not my thing. I had a bad experience with it. Oh, why? What was the experience? Oh, the guy I was with, I decided I'd let him do it. And he just went like, you know, went crazy on me and I didn't like it. So I'm like, oh, okay. So I've kind of learned in my experience to kind of just proceed with caution. You always want to follow where they're going, as opposed to you taking them where you want them to go. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
And that's pretty much
either hole. You could really warm her up to anything.
Exactly. But see, there are some girls who prefer anal with me, right? That's the preference. In fact, there are some girls who are like, your dick is not even going to see my pussy at all. It's all about my ass. Okay. And they say it to me like I'm going to go, oh man, really? And I go, yes.
Nice. Because you love anal. I read an interview you did in 2016 where somebody asked, like, what are you really looking forward to doing? And you're like, more anal. Definitely more anal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I didn't shoot a lot of it back in those days. I didn't, you know what I mean? I didn't, but I always wanted to. And so you say to yourself, well, what is it? What's this anal fixation? I can only attribute it to some of the early stuff that I saw was anal when I was a kid. So I liked it, you know? I liked seeing a woman pleased that way, which was the unconventional way, but, you know, I'd see women have pleasure from it. So I'm like, okay, if I could please a woman, you know, pussy-wise, and also do the same thing anal, God damn it, that's a bonus, you know what I mean? So, but if you ask me what my preference is, it's really 50-50, but I love anal, because it's something about, and women have told me this themselves, oh my God, I've never came that hard, ever. You know, I didn't think I could come that hard from anal. And I'm like, okay, there you go. Mission complete, you know?
Honestly, it is an impressive feat. I actually really recently only came for the first time from anal. I didn't even know that was like a thing I could do with my body.
Yeah.
So it does take skill.
What? Come on. Yeah. So you have come from anal. Have not.
No, never.
Wow.
Yeah,
you're gonna have to come help her out.
I think I've gotten to your girth. I don't think I've gotten to your length. You know, especially the combination, deadly. What do you even do with all that? I would like to find out.
Personally. We could do that. Hey, listen, we can arrange that, you know. I'm not opposed to that at all.
Dream come true.
That's great to hear. We'll be hitting you up. All right, next question.
Okay, but outside of like all of the fucking you're doing, like what are you doing in your personal life? What are your like hobbies? Like your family? Like do you have normal things going on?
Oh yeah. No. See, that's why I think I go against the grain from what the average male performer, how they live, you know. I'm a homebody, you know, I'm really close with my family. You know, I have a lot of downtime. I'm trying to do the exercise thing. Sometimes I put it all together, you know, I'm exercising, I'm eating right, I'm seeing results, I'm feeling good. And then I get complacent and I go, you know, I think I could eat that Susie Q or that, you know, that Twinkie or whatever. And then I start to go back. So it's like an on and off thing, but I'm into exercise. I like to read, believe it or not, you know, I'm into reading shit. I'm a science fiction guy.
Okay.
I'm into science fiction. And so
like Stephen King type thing. I'm sorry, I don't know a lot of science fiction authors, but Stephen King is the first one that came to mind.
I've read some Stephen King stuff. I like John Grisham, you know, some of the stuff that he's written. And, you know, so it just helps to keep my mind fresh as opposed to just looking at my phone or at the laptop all day. You know, I like to try to take a break every now and then. But that's pretty much it. But don't get me wrong, I spend a lot of time, a lot of my time revolves around porn. You know what I mean? There's no getting around that.
How much like time in a week do you spend like working, do you say, like between shooting and posting? Like, I know there's a lot that goes into it.
Right. I would, well, ideally for me, I'd like to shoot 2 or 3 times a week. You know, that's a good number for me at this stage of the ball game. You know, and then again, I run my own operation, so I do my own editing, you know, so I spend a lot of time editing stuff, you know, and just keeping the machine going, you know, so I do all that, you know, so, a lot of time goes into that.
You're shooting 2 to 3 times a week. So are those all with other people, or are we doing like any solo stuff?
Good question. Another good question. I get asked every day on OnlyFans about solos. I've only done like a handful of solos. I'm just not, that's not really so much my thing. My thing is bringing them the action, you know, of either, you know, my dick getting sucked or fucking or that kind of thing, as opposed to me just sitting there stroking it. But I have done it, but only a handful of times.
So do you even have time to like masturbate since you're doing so much fucking like regularly? Is that like not even a thing?
Damn, that's another good question, man. Shit. I do. Oh, I get my, I have my time. I have my me time.
Oh, good. I love to hear that.
I have a question about that though. How do you masturbate? Recently, Amory and I discovered we masturbate very differently. I always have to have some stimulation, whether it's erotica or porn. And she can just like conjure up memories in her head and she just comes to them.
Right. But like, are you watching porn? Are you watching porn still since you're in porn?
Like you you
know what? I go the route that she goes. It's a memory thing.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And usually it's when I'm giving you girls some G14 classified information here right now.
It's top secret.
This is top secret shit. But usually when I'm when I don't know. I mean, depends, you know, like put it this way. There's a moratorium going on right now, right? Nobody can shoot. You know, people are gonna shoot, but technically you're not supposed to be shooting. So I'm not shooting. So yesterday I was laying down in the bed and just had a few memories come to me. Had a few good memories and the rest is history.
It's awesome that your work creates positive memories. I know that's something that the majority of us don't have. I don't jerk off from memories of my work ever. Never has happened.
Gotcha.
So that's why you're doing a really like a good suited job for you.
Yeah, but I'm gonna tell you girls something though. The one that's usually my go-to is a girl that she's not even in porn. Right?
Just a real life experience.
Regular experience. Now I'll tell you girls this really quick. When I was in my lifestyle days, I would say this is maybe around like 2011, 2012. There was a couple I used to see down in Miami. A Latin couple. And she loved anal, absolutely loved it to death. And I used to go down and I would see them. I probably saw them at least 10 times. And I would fuck her in the ass like we were a couple, you know what I mean? Like, you know, even though her husband's sitting there watching, but I'm like, you know, and it was something she would do where, she would talk in English while we were fucking in the beginning. And once things started to get real intense, she would just throw the English out the window and just speak in Spanish, you know?
Yeah, that'll pay me.
Right?
Done.
And that got me going even more. So when I think about things, when I am, you know, jerking off, 9 out of 10, I go to that. One of those, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I would, honestly. There's a guy I have, like, had sex with in the past who would speak Spanish. And that would make me want to ride the dick, like, really well, too. You know, like, you don't that for just anybody. Like,
yeah, Poppy, I'll do a good job for you. Don't you worry.
Right. Yes. I love that. But you know what? It doesn't, it could be, doesn't even have to be Spanish. It could be German. It could be just a different language. That's such a turn on.
Yeah. It's like that. It feels like that's what it is. It's a loss of control. Cause I feel like a lot of times, like people who are like speaking with a foreign accent are trying to sound like as close to English. So you can understand what they're saying, but they're at that point.
Right.
Like, fuck it. This feels so great. I don't care if you know what I'm saying.
Right. Yeah.
That doesn't happen to me because I always let people know beforehand that accent makes me want to fuck you. And so when they're fucking me, they're like, oh yeah, I know exactly what to do here.
Ooh, okay.
So yes. I can't be trusted around anyone with an accent or the ability
Right.
Okay, so what is one of your biggest turn-ons?
Sexually, sex-wise? Yeah.
But also
my balls sex-wise. Being sucked.
Let's give me bull. Yeah.
Balls being sucked. Okay.
Balls being sucked.
You keep them trimmed or shaved or what's up down there?
Yes. I keep it. I definitely keep it shaved. When people ask me, just like you asked me, I didn't even have to think about it. Balls. I'm a balls freak, you know? I like them sucked, licked, kissed, just balls. That's a huge turn on for me.
So what about the opposite end though? Like what's turning you off?
Oh, turn off?
Yeah. Like, is there something that's like, as soon as you see that, no, done deal.
A mullet? No, a mullet doesn't, a rat tail does it.
Say it again?
A rat tail, not a mullet. I could fuck a guy with a mullet, but I couldn't go rat tail, you know?
Right. I would say, I'm a hygiene guy, you know. I'm a clean. What do they say? Cleanliness is godliness, or whatever. You know, I'm a clean guy, so I expect the same. You know, and usually it is the same. But I have had some experiences when that wasn't the case, and I'm like, we gotta do something about that.
Yeah, let me help you.
We're yes. not going to do this again. Shower, please.
Yeah,
but that's fair. Yeah. I feel like you're doing them a favor. That's a kindness.
Right.
That's just a kindness.
Yes.
What is one of the craziest things that's ever happened to you on set?
I have to think now. I got to think on that one. Craziest on set. My God. Well... Yes. Okay. I got one for you. I got one. Years ago, there was a girl I was really looking forward to shooting with. And I was so excited. And I remember at the time, you know, I wasn't as punctual as I am now. And so I remember my, you know, everything revolves around being tested, right?
Yeah.
And so I would always cut it close. And I remember the guy who used to shoot me at the time used to say, look, just go when you have the time to do it. Don't wait until it's like right at the, because he's like, one of these days you're going to forget. And so sure enough, this shoot that I was really looking forward to, I showed up and we're sitting there just going through the motions. And then he says, okay, let's show the test. Ah, look at him. Is it him or her?
Him.
Ah, okay. What's his name?
Menace.
His name is Renato.
Wow. Oh, boy. Okay. All right. He's
okay,
cute.
So you're shooting.
Right. And it's time to show the tests. And I go to pull mine out. And to my surprise, I'm like, oh, shit. It expired. The girl's there. Everybody's there. What am I going to do? So they go, look. Let's see if there's, you know, a place open where you could maybe do like a quick test, you know, kind of thing. So I said, all right, you know, and I remember I had to go there. They're waiting on me. got tested. It was a, you know, an instant, okay, you're good. Got back there, and the whole time I'm thinking, I want to fuck this girl so bad. I want to fuck her so bad. Go through all of that, and I get back, and she couldn't handle it. She couldn't take it. Yeah, that was one of those times, like we were talking about it earlier. She couldn't take anything. And I was like, fuck, man. I went through all this shit, you know? But that was one. It wasn't really so wild, but that was just one of the, I don't know if I want to say awkward experiences, you know?
Yeah, you did all that work and didn't even get to, like, do the whole
scene. You were so excited.
How does that work? Yeah. Like, if someone can't take it, like, is the scene just scrapped then? Right, like, you just scrap it or do you salvage anything?
Right. It's, well, 9 out of 10 will try and turn it into just a blowjob type deal, right? 9 out of 10. But there was one girl I shot with not too long ago, and it just was such a frustrating day because we kept trying, you know? So it was, well, let's try this position. Maybe it'll work that way. No, okay, let's try this position. Maybe it'll work that way. And by the time we tried like 5 different positions and nothing worked, it was like, to hell with the BJ. We're done. Let's just get out of here. You know what I mean? So that's how that one went down. But no, 9 out of 10, if they can't handle it in, you know, anal or pussy, it's a BJ.
That makes sense. So I looked through a lot of the archives. I didn't watch every single video, but there is a tendency for you to work with very small women. I know that that right. definitely drives views, but is that also a personal preference of yours? Like Riley Reed, I watched that one for sure because I love her, but that's what comes to mind.
Right. I get, you know, there's a thing in porn where it's like massive dick, tiny, tiny girl, you know? I shot a scene, do you girls know who, Piper Perry is?
Yes.
The blonde girl, really small.
Super blonde.
Right. I shot a scene with her and people are talking about it to this day. And this was many years ago. Because I remember I stood her up on this ottoman because she's so small. And I stood her up on this ottoman while I was standing. And I was like fucking her, like hard. And it just, the visual of that, you know, of this tiny girl on this, standing on something. And I'm standing behind her. I'm 6'5". And it wasn't just like the tip. I was fucking her, you know? And so that was quite an experience. I remember when I walked on set and saw her, because she looks so small. She was skipping around. And I said, we're all going to hell after this. You know that, right?
Don't skip near me.
Yeah, really? You know? And so I personally, that's not my thing. I don't mind it, obviously, but my preference is more of a figure, you know, a nice
like
figure. You know what I mean?
Piece of the world.
Yeah. Right. But wait, the who?
Kendra and Nikki.
Yes. Yes.
They're booties. You know, but, both have right. real nice booties.
I mean, they have great tits too. I think I might be more of an ass person though.
Oh, I know I am.
Stare at their ass.
Yeah, you definitely are.
I mean, you know what you're into, okay? When right. we asked what your biggest turn on was, I really was expecting something anal related. I was expecting you to have like some anal.
Right. Yeah, no. Right. No, as much as I enjoy it, when a girl is sucking my balls and she's doing it the right way, yeah. that's heaven on earth.
Okay,
me.
What's
you know what
the
I mean?
Right way to suck balls? I actually genuinely need to know that.
You taking notes? Are you taking notes?
This is recorded. I don't know that,
okay, no, it's cool. The balls in the mouth,
both balls in, really swirling them around.
Yes, that works, but one at a time, preferably one at a time.
Okay.
But in a sensual, slow manner.
Yeah, if you're.
I remember Angela White. You guys know Angela White.
Yeah, she's huge. Okay. Tits.
Angela White, huge tits, huge ass. I love her. I shot with her a bunch of times.
So her voice is so cute.
She's beautiful. Yeah.
The Australian, the accent, yeah, right? I love that.
Accents, I can't get over it. So
right, and she's a genuinely really nice person. So but she's, when you shoot sex with her, she's 100 miles per hour. You know, she's give me this, give me, and I'm fine with that. I can roll with that. I can do that. But when we came to, you know, it's like, okay, what are we going to do for a pop? And my usual go-to for a pop is a BJ and balls being sucked. And that's my thing. That's my trigger. And so when it came time for that, she was still in that 100 miles per hour mode. So she's like, okay, ball sucking, give me those balls. And I was like, wait, whoa, 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 whoa. Easy. She's like, oh, you want me, you know, with that Australian accent? You want me to go easy on the ball? Yes, easy on the ball. Okay.
She's devouring them like baby back ribs. She's like, ha, that's so good.
Oh, she was attacking the balls. I'm not that guy. You know what I mean? I'm not an attack the balls guy.
Right. It's very slow, very sensual. That's good.
You know, I've had some guys say they don't like the one ball and the like edit time thing too. So I think it might just be different depending on the ball.
I didn't know I needed to ask that before I suck man's balls, but now I do.
How would
you know? In all seriousness, that's critical talk. Because if it's a guy who's a balls guy like me, definitely the sensual, slow, he'll be coming in no time.
But you're right, that's why communication is so important when you're having sex with someone. Is everyone's preferences on every little thing are so different. The only way you're ever going to find that out is by asking the question.
For sure.
So you have another segment that we want to do with you. This one is would you rather.
That's fine.
So we'll give you the choice between two things and then you just tell us which one you'd rather do.
Okay.
So the first is, would you rather have a small penis or be under 6 feet tall?
Small penis or be under 6 feet? Give me the under 6 feet.
Honestly, the people try to knock you for your height, you can just pull your big dick out and be like,
pull the big dick out. Right.
Kevin Hart has a huge dick. That's just facts.
Right. Exactly. I didn't have to give that one a whole lot of thought. I thought about it for a second. I was like, yeah, give me the under 6 foot for sure.
Okay, my question is, if you had to only fuck one thing for the rest of your life, would it be the vagina or the asshole?
Oh man, that is a question.
You can't go back. There's no turning back.
Damn.
I knew that one would be really tough. Like, how do you choose?
For the rest of my life.
For the rest of your life. You really like anal.
He's having a hard.
He's like, I gotta give it up forever.
Now I'll tell you what. This one may throw you girls off. As much as I like it, if we're talking for the rest of my life, pussy.
It's self-lubricating.
Yeah, pussy. Yeah, pussy. But that's a good, life. I've never been asked that. That's a hell of a question. He's never been asked that.
He looks stressed, mildly stressed for a minute.
I had to think on, but as much as I love anal, if it's for the rest of my life, pussy for sure.
I can agree with that, and I've never been inside of a vagina.
So one of the things that we always like to ask our guests is if they have any advice that they could offer our listeners on how to improve like their sex lives. Do you have any tips or anything you can offer us?
The only tip I can add is think about your partner. You know what I mean? Think about your partner, because when I was in my 20s, all I thought about was myself. You know what I mean? Me getting off and what feels good for me. And if it feels good for them, then come along for the ride. You know, come on with me. But I'm thinking of me. And as I've gotten older, now what gets me off is getting a woman off. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? So my advice would be to think of whoever it is you're having sex with, think of, you know, what they're into, and don't take a page out of my book, you know, from back in the day when it was all about me. I would say that, and I think the results will go a long way. Seriously.
Yeah.
That would be my advice.
I did hear some advice from an interview where you talked about just being very thorough and being very involved. And I think that goes right in line with that, is like, you have to be enthusiastic and showing your partner that you're enjoying it and be an active participant in the sex. So
for sure. Yeah.
No, that, I think that advice specifically.
There you go.
So I want to ask you one final question. If sure. you weren't a porn star with a huge dick, what would your alternative career have been?
Which is interesting because you kind of did you have said a that's... career before porn.
Yeah, so I did. Right. No, no, for sure. But I don't know. I mean, I wasn't happy with that, even though I had done it for like years. I was in the whole pharmaceutical industry and all that stuff. I would probably, God, that's another good question. Something with my voice. I majored in communications when I went to college, you know? And I always wanted to, people would always say, you got such a nice voice, you know, your voice is deep, it's pleasant, da-da-da. So my thing at that time was like whether, you know, maybe some kind of a journalism, sports journalism, something with my voice, you know, that kind of thing.
Personality too, because you're right, you do have a really wonderful, warm personality. I think people would be receptive to that.
I appreciate you saying that. Thanks a lot. I appreciate that. I do.
Honestly, it's been so fun getting to know you. Thank you so much for taking time to talk to us.
I wish we had a minute.
Don't mention it.
Where can our listeners find more of you aside from OnlyFans, obviously?
You don't really have much of a social media presence.
Well, okay, I'll tell you really quick. I'm not really a big social media guy. I mean, I had an Instagram going, and then people started pretending to be me, and they would report me, and then it would get taken down. And then I'm like, I'm the guy. It's not them. You know what I mean? And so, you know, and it's like nobody would listen. So I gave up on Instagram.
But you do have a Twitter.
Right? The Twitter is that's my vehicle, you know? So, you know, you can find my stuff. Check me out on Twitter, you know, DreadXXX. There's a couple of phonies on there too, so be careful. But of course, the OnlyFans, OnlyFans.com, DreadXXX. And then, of course, for Jules Jordan, the great Jules Jordan, who I still shoot for. I've been exclusive to him for a little over 4 years now. So you could find my stuff there too, you know.
He's lucky to have you, just like we were.
I appreciate that. I really do.
Seriously, really appreciate thank you so much for coming on the show. It's been so great getting to know you.
Don't mention it. Likewise, mutual feeling. Okay.
Anytime you
we got this.
On our show, you're more than welcome to. We had this to tide us over in the meantime.
Anne-Marie bought that as a birthday present for me a couple years ago.
It's an knit.
Wow. Okay.
It's crocheted.
Damn.
And it has the balls, perfect for sucking.
Oh my God, I can practice for you on these.
Look at that. Yes.
I'll be ready in no time.
I love that.
All right. Have a great night. Thank you so much for coming on. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, girls.
I'll probably be in your email to send you some more details before everything gets posted and whatnot.
Okay. All right, sounds good.
All right.
Thank you.
Pleasure. Have a good night. You're the best.
Very good looking, and you have a wonderful penis.
A wonderful penis.
Goodbye.
You're welcome.